1 Timothy chapter 4, there's a truth in the Bible that speaks about the spirit of Antichrist, the work of the devil in his last attempt to gain victory over the Lord and to do damage to the Lord's work, to hurt and to harm, to wreck and to ruin, to condemn and send some to hell. We see that spirit of Antichrist already at work. Paul even mentioned that it was already at work. And in verse 1, we see that same type of context. It says in 1 Timothy 4, 1, "Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter time some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils." In the last days, in the last times, the latter times, there's something happening. There's something going on. And the Lord said through Paul, these are seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Seducing spirits, drawing people away from that which is right and spiritual, away from God's will. There is a drawing away. I've used this illustration before, but it fits so good here, I'll give it to you again. You wives who, if you still use a sink to wash dishes, some of you husbands too, by the way, you're washing the dishes, you take your ring off and you put it on the windowsill while you're washing the dishes, and when you're done, you reach down and pull out that plug and the water starts that swirling motion being pulled down as the water's released from the sink. While you're doing that, or while that's going on, you reach and get your ring and start to put it on and you drop it into the sink. You drop it into that swirling water. Well, that ring has two things going against it. Number one, it has that swirling downward pull toward the drain, but it also has its own weight that's pulling it downward. So it has two things going against it. And that's exactly what's on my heart this morning, spiritually. We have in this world a drawing down, seducing spirit that's pulling the world down. That's the devil's desire, to pull down and to harm. And it's everywhere. It's in the world. It's everywhere. It's here this morning. That downward pull, heading down the drain. Our world is going down the drain. Isn't that encouraging? But there's something else going on. That ring has its own weight that's naturally being pulled down. And you as an individual have an old nature. You have a part of you that's heading downward. We are not naturally going up. We are not naturally improving. The opposite is true of the human nature. It's on a downward path. And unless it gets help from the Lord, it'll continue that downward path. Well, I don't try to preach this morning on seducing spirits. We have two things going against us. Just our old nature pulling us down, but then just the entire flow of the world as the devil pulls us downward. Could I mention first an obvious problem? Do you notice how the wording here? "Now the Spirit speaketh expressly." Expressly means distinctly. It is as if the Holy Spirit is saying, "Listen, come here. Listen to me." And He does what I do sometimes. He will say, "Are you listening? Are you really listening? I have something to say. I'm going to say it, but I want to make sure before I ever say it that you're listening." And it is as though the Holy Spirit distinctly speaks. and carefully chooses his words and pronounces them very distinctly. Why? Because the subject matter is important. And he does not want us to miss it. There's an obvious problem going on here. There's a downward motion. Notice what he says. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith. Downward flow. The word depart means to desert. It means to go AWOL. It means to leave the place of service. And all you got to do is look around and find out that's true. Oh, we got to look around in our church and see there's some who used to be here who aren't. And they're not sick and they're not dead and they didn't move. They just aren't coming anymore. They have been called into that downward pull of the seducing spirits. I do not say that hardly or harshly. I just speak a fact. And there is that seducing spirit that will pull us all away if we're not careful. It is not just here. It's everywhere I know of in our country. Very few, very few. I can count them easily on one hand of churches where they're going up or increasing. I can name church after church and church after church and preacher after preacher who I speak with, and they are seeing the same thing, that departing of the faith. People just leaving, just dropping out, just quitting. They're caught up in that downward pull. They're like that ring that's pulled down, and they're being seduced by this atmosphere, these spirits that are so prevalent today. Where does this come from? Does it come from a man? No, the Bible says it's seducing spirits. And doctrines of devils, it comes from the devil. He's the one behind it all. I'm talking about an obvious problem. It says in verse 2, they're speaking lies. This a lie, and they know it's a lie, but they're saying it in a convincing way. Like this, well, I think I'll just stay home this morning. I just don't think I'll go today. The devil lies, and if we're not careful, we'll listen to what he says. In verse 3, it says, of them that which believe and know the truth. This is people who know better, who know what's right and know what's the truth, and they are the ones being pulled. They are the ones being seduced. They are the ones that are being convinced by these lying spirits and seducing spirits. I'm talking about an obvious problem. The Bible talks about in 2 Thessalonians 2:3, there's a falling away coming. I got news, we already seeing it. We are seeing what God said to look forward to and look ahead to and to expect. We're seeing the falling away. And this is not lost people getting worse. They are. But this is church folks. God's people falling away, being pulled down. 2 Timothy 3:1 says this, know also, then the last day's perilous time shall come. Perilous means troublesome. It means dangerous. It means savage. It's the same word that's used of the maniac of Gadara where it says he was fierce. The Lord said the last days the world will be a fierce place, a scary place. Are we seeing that or not? Sure we are. I'm talking this morning about seducing spirits. That word perilous means troublesome and dangerous and savage, but it also means this, reducing the strength. You know what he's saying? It finally starts wearing people down and drawing their strength out of them. People who used to love the Lord and be faithful and serve Him with joy are being pulled down and worn out, and they're losing their desire, and they're losing their interest, and they're losing their fervency. There's an obvious problem going on. Seducing spirits, they're working on us, and if we're not careful, they'll get the best of us. Churches that are struggling and people don't care. Pews that are empty and people aren't burdened. Preachers who are preaching to unconcerned and unmoved and unburdened people. There's little or no desire in people. For the most part, say, I'm okay, leave me alone, don't bother me. I saw this whole message summarized on a church sign not long ago. Here's what it said on the church sign. Come visit us before the game. Now, that may not seem like much, but you know what they're saying? Try and fit church in if you can. Try and find a few minutes for God if it's convenient. You don't have to spend much or give much or exert much. Just come and then rush right on back out to your life. And I want to tell you what. God doesn't take second place. He deserves first place. And as a result of all this, there is no concern and there is no conviction and there are no converts. And I'll tell you what, it'll get you. It'll get you if you aren't careful. By the way, it'll get me. I talked to a fellow the other day about a man who pastored not far from here a few years ago, a good man, a godly man, a rock-solid man, and now he's not even in church at all. And as that friend was telling me about that preacher, I thought that could happen to you. I don't expect it. I don't want it. But that's exactly the attitude that these people are being sucked into. It won't happen to me. It'll happen to somebody else, but not me. And that's what the devil's looking for, seducing spirits to draw us down. An obvious problem. But I want you to notice, secondly, an overwhelming pull. It says seducing spirits, which indicates this is stronger than you are. This is bigger than you are. The instant we think we can handle it, we're already in trouble. An overwhelming pull. I said again, my illustration of the water going down toward the drain, pulling that ring even further, pulling that ring down even more. And there is in this world a downward pull, a seducing of spirits. And I want to tell you one thing. If you don't get help from God, you'll get pulled with it. An overwhelming pull that pulls you down. I got a question. Do you feel it? Do you sense it happening? If you don't, you better beware. If you do, you better beware. Because it's happening. You can get sucked down in it, and so can I. So I ask ourselves, what do we need to do? I ask you another question. Is there anything we can do? Is there any hope? Is it already too late? Of course not. There's never hopelessness with the Lord. There's always help with Him. But I want to tell you something. It won't be easy. We'll have to fight with the Lord's help. We'll have to resist with all our strength the Lord will give us. Because, listen, it's opposite of our nature to go upward. That ring's sinking because it has weight and gravity. It's going down with the flow. And I want to tell you one thing. If we don't do something, we're going down with the flow too. You will go down with the flow. I'm talking about seducing spirits, an obvious problem, an overwhelming pull. I want to mention number three, an overcoming power. You know what you got to do if you're that wife or husband or man or woman that has just dropped your ring into that water? Here's all you got to do. Catch it. Get down there quick enough to where it's going and grab it, and all you got to do is just pull it up. The downward flow of the water may be strong, but it ain't stronger than your hand. And the downward sinking of the ring may be fast and strong, but it isn't stronger than your hand. There's an overcoming power available to save the ring from going down. And I hope you know where I'm going. We have a God who's stronger than this downward pull. We have a God that's stronger than our old flesh that's naturally going down. So we need that overcoming power. We need that help from God. And only He can do it. Only He is able to. Jude 24 says, "Now unto Him that is able to keep you from falling." It's His specialty to come in just when it seems almost like it's too late or when it seems like it's hopeless. So I say to all of us, don't give in. It says in verse 13, "But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse." It's not only bad. It's going to get worse. And I have seen it getting worse myself in my lifetime. And it's only going to get worse than it is now. So it says there, "But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse." And it is hard to not be overwhelmed by it. But don't be overwhelmed by it. Don't give in to it. Don't let it happen to you. Don't let your spot on the pew be the next one that's empty. Don't give in. Don't give in to it. Not only don't give in, don't give up. Verse 14 says, "Neglect not the gift that is in thee." He is saying to Timothy, God has put something in you, boy, to help you through what you're going through. And if you're saved, He's in there. He's in there. The Lord's in there. We don't have to give up. We don't have to give in, because the God of heaven, the one with the overcoming power, lives in us. There's that downward pull. And I'll tell you one thing. The devil, no doubt, has already been drawing some here. No doubt. I don't know who you are, but I know this message. I know my heart. And I may be preaching to me that the devil's already setting up traps, already making sure everything's in line to pull us down and pull us out. But don't give in and don't give up. There's still a God in heaven. Things are not lost. Things are not hopeless. God has put in you what you need to help you to come through with victory. Verse 15 says, "Meditate upon these things. Give thyself wholly to them." Think right. Meditate on the things of God. Keep your mind on spiritual things. Don't let the devil draw your mind onto the worldly things and earthly things and fleshly things and things that don't matter. Keep your mind on the things of God. Verse 16 says, "Take heed unto thyself and to the doctrine. Continue in them." Stay in what you've been in. If you've been in right, it's right now. It wasn't just right last week, it's still right. It'll be right tomorrow. Stay in what you're in. Don't let the devil draw you out. Talking about seducing spirits. "Take heed unto thyself and to the doctrine. Continue in them, for in doing this thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee." It's not talking about saving yourself as far as your salvation. It's talking about saving yourself about the situation you're in. And that's true of this situation. the situation of the seducing spirits, the downward pull, the spirit of Antichrist, what's going on in our world today. He says, you take heed to yourself. Did you hear? To yourself. To yourself. That tells me that it can happen to me. And that tells me I got to be concerned about me. I need to be concerned about others. Oh, yes, 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 yes. But I better be concerned about me. Because it can and it will happen to me. Take heed to thyself, that you may save yourself from what you're going through. That you don't have to experience. You don't have to be pulled down. You don't have to go through the misery of getting out. And God having to deal with you. I tell you one thing. You think it's bad now? Try it out there. Try quitting God and see how that works for you. I'll tell you what. I've seen some who tried. And I've seen the heartache and the misery. You know why? Because there's a God who loves you enough to chasten you. And draw you back. What a good God we've got. I'm glad he didn't just let us go. I'm talking this one about seducing spirits. Don't give in and don't give up. Don't give up on yourself. Don't just, why try? I'm tired of trying. Don't give up on others. There may be somebody you care about. They used to be in church with you, but they're not now. There may be an empty spot on your pew that used to have somebody you cared about. There may be some family members that used to go to church somewhere else, and they're out. I want to tell you something. Don't give up on them. I better rephrase that. Because we're not trusting or depending on them. We're trusting on the Lord. So don't not give up on them. Don't give up on the Lord, because that's who we're trusting. If it depends on them, we've had it. But it doesn't depend on them. It depends on the Lord. So don't give up. Oh, it's dark. We're going down in a hurry. But did you hear what it said? I love this. Listen. Listen. It said some shall depart from the faith. That means everybody ain't going to. And I want to be one of the ones that don't. You don't have to. I don't have to. Yeah, they're seducing spirits. The world's coming unglued. Everything's going down. But I don't have to go down with it. Neither do you. Don't give up. We've got a God who's powerful. All he's got to do is reach in, pull you out, lift you up, give you grace for another day. Help for the next battle. Don't give in. Don't give up. Don't give out. Verse 14 says, but continue thou. Keep on going. Don't wear down. Don't wear out. Don't wear out. So trying sometimes. If you care at all, hard to keep going when it seems like most don't care. When you're burdened and you don't see very many others who are burdened, it wears you out. But don't give out. Don't give out. Galatians 6:9 says, but let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Don't quit doing the right thing. Because it's the right thing. But one of these days, you'll be glad you did the right thing. And if we don't do the right thing, we'll wish we had done the right thing. Don't give out. Don't give in. Don't give up. Don't quit. Don't let it happen to you. Don't be the next casualty. These seducing spirits, they're drawing you. They're drawing you. And they're convincing. It can happen to anyone, no one's above it, and it can happen without us even realizing it. That's the bad thing. Seducing spirits. Come on. Come here. Come on. Seducing spirits speaking lies that sound like the truth. Convincing. That's the danger in it. It sounds so reasonable. Well, I'm just sort of busy on Sunday evening. I'm tired on Wednesday night. See how, doesn't that sound nice? I mean, that really does make sense if you're looking for an excuse anyway. But it's a lie. It's more than just, realize, it's more than just your thoughts. Now, I know bodies wear out, schedules are difficult. But we need to realize also there's more going on than just our thoughts. There's seducing spirits. The devil, doctrines of devils. And we need to be careful. I want to ask you this and I'm done. Will you agree that, almost afraid to ask this question because of how it sounds, that as a whole, the spiritual atmosphere of this world is going down? Especially in our country. There are some countries, man, they're having revival. They really are. But in this country, who has had too much, too many of God's blessings, we must agree we're going down. And if you aren't careful, you're going to go down with it. By this time next month, you may be somewhere other than this church. Not because you're sick or not because you moved or for a good reason, but because you just don't care about coming. Why? Because they're seducing spirits. And there's doctrines of demons. So I want to ask us all to ask Him to reach in and pull us out. Help me to not sink. I mean, I can't do a whole lot about this big swirl of a downward motion. God said it's going to happen. And I can't do much about my natural nature that pulls me down. It's just a part of me and you. But I can say, God, will you come in and help me to not be overcome? Will you help me to serve God, to love you? Will you help me to be all I need to be for your glory? Will you help me to be one of the ones that are not deceived and those who do not depart? I don't want to be one of the casualties. I don't want to be the next one that jumps ship. Well, there's one way. God reach in, lift you up. Some here, no doubt, this morning, your first step in getting help from God is knowing Him as your Lord and Savior, being saved. God is very good, but He's very careful about how He disperses His goodness and His help. And for you to get the real help I'm talking about, you first must be saved. Part of His family. That makes sense. And this morning I'm begging you, if there's inside a voice that shows you and reveals to you and reminds you that you're a sinner, which we all are, and you need forgiveness, and we all do, that's God speaking to you. That stills my voice. That is God speaking to you because He loves you. And He wants to forgive you. He wants to save you. He wants to make your life and your eternity better. And I beg you to come to Him and ask Him to save you. Give your heart and your life to Him. We who are saved, I want to tell you, we are in the last days, I'm convinced with all my heart, and we are seeing the falling away firsthand. I don't want to be a part of it. But we will be if we don't get help from God. Let's stand together. Thank you for listening.